The east side of Lake Washington is where we've seen a number of novel coronavirus cases, including deaths. As KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains, two school districts there are taking different approaches to the outbreak.
Michael Finlayson is 13 years old and lives in Kirkland. He's an eighth grader at Kamiokin Middle School in the Lake Washington School District.
On Sunday morning, I remembered that the previous day, there had been the first death in our state, actually in the U.S., from the coronavirus. And after closer inspection, I noticed that it was at Evergreen Hospital, which I live less than a half a mile away from.
And there was something else on his mind that Sunday morning. His mom, Tanya, has severe cerebral palsy. She's nonverbal and is a quadriplegic.
She's at great risk because when she gets a cold, she holds on to it for months. And if she got it, it could almost be fatal to both her and my grandma, who I see a lot.
So he got online and wrote a petition. He posted it on change.org. He urged the Lake Washington School District to close schools. It's a big district. It has more than 30,000 students. In his petition, Michael tried to make it clear this wasn't about a kid trying to get out of school. He wrote that even if the virus is mild for children, it can be very serious for medically vulnerable people they live with. He showed it to his parents. His dad, Ken, says they gave the okay.
We're supporting him in his activism as long as, you know, he's professional about it and respectful to everybody. And so far, he's been doing a great job, I think.
Michael thought maybe he'd get at most 100 signatures. Instead, he's gotten more than 19,000. That reflects concerns in the community that schools there are particularly vulnerable because of the cases stemming from the Life Care Center nursing home in Kirkland. But so far, Lake Washington School District has kept schools open on the recommendation of Public Health, Seattle, and King County. School district officials declined an interview request. Patty Hayes is director of Public Health, Seattle, and King County.
We're in dynamic conversations with schools on a daily basis. Public Health is not recommending closing schools at this time unless there has been a confirmed case within that school.
Hayes says children have not been shown to be a high-risk group, and if schools close, there are negative impacts for working families. That's what's playing out in the North Shore School District that includes Bothell. That district of more than 22,000 students has announced it's closing all school facilities and shifting to online learning. That comes in part because of possible coronavirus exposures at some schools and because a significant number of staff members are older than 60, one of the higher risk groups. Sandy McCool is a single mom in Bothell who works full time. She has a high schooler and a first grader and has set up an informal childcare network.
There's three of us neighbors, and we've been taking turns with each other's kids, but that's not anything that's going to be able to be sustainable.
And seeing the kids run back and forth makes her wonder whether closing the schools will keep kids isolated.
For me, that's where the mixed feelings are. Like, these kids are still going to be exposed to this virus, whether they're at school or they're at home.
Over in the Lake Washington district, where schools have stayed open, the Finlaysons have decided to keep Michael home, and they've limited his contact with friends. Ken Finlayson says Michael asked on Sunday if he could go to a friend's house.
And at first we were really reluctant until he explained that, no, we're going over there to make hand sanitizer. So at that point it's kind of like, okay, I can't think of a better activity for you to be doing with your friends than actually making hand sanitizer.
Michael has continued to do his schoolwork online at home. He's trying to adhere to a regular school day schedule. He is anxious about the possibility of his mom or grandma getting sick, and he's trying to manage those worries.
A big outlet for me is kind of staying on top of things, but also mainly playing piano. It's just something that really relaxes me and eases that anxiety.
Michael turns 14 this Saturday. And with the outbreak, his parents are still trying to figure out if it makes sense to have a birthday party with friends. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.